Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m., and we do thank you for being a part of this evening. This evening, we're coming from North Carolina, where we have Minister Cassandra Ricks will be speaking, so she will be coming on shortly. For those of you who are listening by internet, if you would like to participate, we are an interactive Bible study. You have an opportunity of calling in and participate to ask questions or anything that is on your heart. There are a number of men and women on who can answer your question or even you sharing what God has placed on your heart. So we do invite you to participate. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. If I can get this, whatever is in my voice out, everything will be a little bit clearer. Amen, amen, amen. Also, we'd like to let you know that you can always archive any of the speakers that have been on this broadcast. If you would like to archive it, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. And once you go to Blog Talk Radio, you would look into New Beginnings Ministries, New Beginnings Ministries, and then click on the archive. And to open up the URL, it's begin. We can begin again. We can begin again. Amen. And that is our motto, believing in each and every one of you and the body of Christ. It doesn't make a difference what your life has been like. Amen. We can begin again. We're going to have prayer, then we're going to move over into North Carolina. Amen. Amen. Of Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share your word. Father, we know that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We do thank you for being a part of this evening. We pray, Lord, that you would just guide our thoughts, that your word, Heavenly Father, would be placed in our spirit, and we would apply it to our journey, our walk with you. We pray that you would be with the speaker this evening, Heavenly Father. Lord, as she proclaims the word, Heavenly Father, and interprets what the Lord has said, Heavenly Father, we pray, Lord, that you would allow it to be an open well, Heavenly Father, that those ears may hear, Heavenly Father, will feel your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are, what you've done, and what you're going to do. We pray for the sick and afflicted, Heavenly Father. There is Stuart Hawthorne, who is on our list, Heavenly Father. We pray for him. We pray for the Dickersons, Billy and Tanika Dickerson, Heavenly Father. We pray for them. Continued prayer for them, Heavenly Father. Luke Owens, we pray for him, Heavenly Father. Lord, we also pray, Heavenly Father, for the death of our brother, Heavenly Father, who just lost his father. The Bacards, we pray for their family, Heavenly Father. Lord, Father, there are so many on our list. You know who they are. That's what we love about you. You're God who know our every thoughts. So we ask, Heavenly Father, that you would minister to all of those, Heavenly Father, that we have publicly shared in prayer, Heavenly Father, and even those, Heavenly Father, we have privately shared in prayer. Lord, Father, we thank you for who you are again, and we thank you for this hour, this time, this day, in the name of Jesus Christ. We give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. Amen, amen. Right now we're going to move over to Minister Cassandra Ricks from out of Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Minister Ricks, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Minister, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't know if we're getting the delays on here. I'm just excited at what the Lord's going to do through you. Amen?
Amen. I had it on mute. I'm sorry.
That's quite all right. That's quite all right. I do that quite often. Quite often. Mm-hmm. We're going to turn the mic on over to you. Amen. And we're going to just open up and move out of the way and let the Lord use you as he says so.
Okay. Well, tonight I will be coming out of Hebrews chapter 4. I'm going to read the text to you, and then we will dive right in because this is an interactive Bible study. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So anywhere where you want to ask questions or you want to add something to it or you feel like we need to share, please feel free to jump in. Amen? Because not one person has all the answers.
Amen.
All right. I'll be reading from the King James Bible. It says, "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest. Any of you should see to come short. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spoke in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise. And God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not into because of unbelief. Again, he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if ye will hear my voice, harden not your heart. For Jesus had given them rest. Then would he not afterward have spoken for another day? There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did for his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fail after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. I just read Hebrews chapter 4, and
Amen.
I read verses 1 through 12.
Amen.
And I'm going to give you a little history on Hebrew. Hebrew
Hello.
Was a book that...
Amen.
Hello?
Hebrew. I wanted to talk about Minister Sandra Richt.
Yes.
First of all, I'm absolutely floored and stunned at her passing.
Who passed?
Hello?
Yes.
I couldn't believe it when I found out that she passed away. I'm stunned.
Who passed away, sir?
Cassandra passed away, didn't she? Isn't that what it says on your radio show?
She's on the air.
What? She's alive?
And speaking right now.
Oh, my God. I just got an email, and it said, listen to the show, rest, Minister Cassandra Richt. I thought you were dead. What the hell are you people doing?
Hold on, sir. She's quite alive. And if you stay on the broadcast, you will listen to her word.
Well, she always had the best tits. And if anything would have happened to them titties, man, I would have just been pissed off. So I'm glad that she's alive. And
what are you saying? It's time for you to
the
go,
blood
sir.
Of Jesus.
You know,
I'm going to
intervene. Often, you have the enemy that tries to intervene and prevent the word from moving forth, and that's all that was. That was the enemy. Amen.
Amen.
Sharing
yes.
the word, which is light. So right now we have darkness who is trying to enter. So we're rebuking it in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
We're
Jesus.
Rebuking
the blood of Jesus
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Minister Richt, would you continue, please?
Yes. We have the book of Hebrew. And I'm going to give you the history of the book of Hebrews before we go into the text. The topic for tonight is rest.
Yeah.
And what I want to encourage you tonight is to learn how to rest in God. Because from what we're reading in the scripture, God has already promised us and he's already provided things for us. And all he wants us to do is just to rest and stop trying to work things out on our own, but lean more on him. Amen. So what I found about the book of Hebrew, the purpose of the book of Hebrew was to present the sufficiency and the superiority of Christ Jesus. And what I found about the sufficiency and the superiority mean that it's meaning that Jesus, he is the ultimate one. There's no, I mean, God is the ultimate one, and there is no one like him.
Amen.
Amen. And also what the people were learning, what we're learning about the Hebrew Christians, why did they write this text?
Mm-hmm.
Why was this written? Because the Hebrew Christians, they were considering returning back to Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
And Judaism is a religion from the ancient Jews, people of Judea, which are also known as the Israelites. They base their beliefs on the five books of the Bible, which are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Mm-hmm.
And within these five books of the Bible, they talked about the law. But what we all know is that no one could live up to the law.
Mm-hmm.
So God sent his son Jesus to fulfill the law.
Amen.
And also to shatter all the barriers to God and freely provide people with eternal life and salvation, that people would start to enter into grace and enter into this rest that, God is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
And the purpose of Jesus shattering all these barriers to God and freely providing eternal life to each individual is so that we can have that intimate relationship with God and our Father, so that the Holy Spirit could guide and teach us and lead us to all truth. Also, what we were noticing about the Hebrews, what the most important thing that they were trying to address with the Hebrew Christians concerning them wanting to abandon the things that Jesus accomplished through his death was they were immature. Which was stemming from lack of understanding. And in our Bible, it tells us in Hosea that the people perish from lack of knowledge. So a lot of times why we can't enter into the rest that God has already established for us is because we don't believe. We say the scriptures, we don't believe, and we're not growing in the word to know what the word say and to believe. Okay? So as we look at thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
So as we look at it, we see that Jesus Christ, when he came, he tore the curtain that was inside of the I can't even call the name of this place now. What is it called? Was it the place where they would go and the priests would go inside, the holiest place where they couldn't enter?
Yeah.
Well, God, what did she say?
Yeah.
Amen. Right, the tabernacle. He stole that from. But he tore the cloth in the tabernacle, which opened it up so people could come to God independently, and they could come to him on their own so they could build a much better relationship with him. As we see in the scriptures, you know, in Matthew, it talks about his death and how Jesus cried out again in a loud voice, and he gave up his spirit. And that moment, just like I was saying, the curtain was torn down in the temple from top to bottom. The temple was in three parts. You know, it was the courts, it was the holy place, and it was where the priests entered, the most holy place, where the priests could go and enter once a year for an atonement for sins. But because of Jesus' death, he opened that up for us. And I just thank God for that opportunity. And what the Hebrew Christians wanted, even though they knew this, they still wanted to return back with doing. Mm-hmm. Because just like I said, they were immature and they did not understand the things of the Bible. And with us today, I see us being in the same situation a lot of times. We're failing to rest into the promises that God has given us. And why we fail a lot of times is because we just do not believe in what the Bible says. So we're going to go back to the text mm-hmm. where we were in section 4. And what it's talking about, it says the Sabbath day for the people of God. That's what it's talking about in this verse. And as you see in Hebrew, God is the text is reminding us about Genesis. It's taking us back to Genesis, and it made me think about how God created things in order,
mm-hmm.
and how each day God created something, and then on the seventh day God rested. That was so important for Him to rest on that Sabbath day,
mm-hmm.
and I don't. It even made a little bit further. It even made me think about how God created everything in the world, and then He made man.
Amen.
Did anybody
Amen.
Catch that? How God yeah. created everything in the world, and then He mm-hmm. created man.
Yeah, He prepared everything.
And then everything. When God began, right, He prepared everything that man mm-hmm. needed before man even got here. And when He created the woman for man, man didn't even know he was alone. God
yeah.
saw what he needed. He didn't even have to ask for this stuff. God saw what he needed, and He put him to sleep and took the rib and made the woman. And also,
wow.
I was thinking about in Genesis when I was reading this text, it made me think about when God brought the animals, when God told Adam to name the animals.
Mm-hmm.
Adam did not go and look for those animals. He did not go and look for those animals.
That's right.
God brought the animals to him
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
for him to name them animals.
Mm-hmm.
And God saw how the people were doing. So He sent His Son Jesus to break those barriers
mm-hmm.
so that we could have that relationship with Him. So he's the second Adam. So we could enter into His rest. But we will not allow ourselves to enter into that rest. And why we don't allow? Because we do not believe in what the God of the Bible has written. We don't believe in the promises of the text. And there are hundreds of promises that
mm-hmm.
God has given us. For instance, like Deuteronomy, He said we're supposed to be the head and not the tail.
Amen.
We're supposed to be above and not beneath. We're supposed
mm-hmm.
to be more than conquerors. So that means we're supposed to be courageous, right? He
right.
said we were a chosen yes. generation, a royal priesthood. He's given
mm-hmm.
us all these promises.
Mm-hmm.
And when we believe them promises and we speak those things out of our mouth,
mm-hmm.
that's
yes,
when those
yes,
promises
yes.
become real. That's
Amen.
The gift that God has given us. Because I don't know whether you noticed it or not, but in Genesis, everything God did, He spoke it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He breathed on it, and He spoke it.
Mm-hmm.
And these things lived. These things had life, and they lived.
Mm-hmm.
So if He has given us Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and Jesus died on the cross, so we could be joint. Now we're joint heirs to the throne through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we not believe that we can speak and change our atmosphere? Why do we not believe that we can speak into the atmosphere and our situation, our environments will change? And to speak the word of God, because it says in verse 12, what does it say? I'm going to read it in the Study Bible.
Amen.
Verse 12, it says, for the word of God is living and it's active, sharpening any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Nothing in verse 13, it says, nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is uncovered and laid before His eyes, and of
mm-hmm.
Him
mm-hmm.
to whom we must give account.
Mm-hmm.
So God is saying that His word is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would turn with me for just a minute, I want you to go with me to Psalms 91.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone has their Bible out and they would like to read verse 11 in Psalms 91. Could you read that for me? Are you there? If you have it, say amen. Okay. For he shall give his angels. Oh, okay. Go ahead and read it. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead and read it.
For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways.
Amen. Amen. Okay. So he has his angels right now. Think for a minute. He has his angels right now. They are encamped around me right now. They're in the spirit realm because we can't see them, but they are there. But do you understand that these angels are there to protect you and to help you? But guess what? They're standing still because we will not speak the scriptures out of our mouth. If we would give those angels scriptures, we send them out warring on our behalf. They're out doing things for us. But they are not going to move until we give them a scripture. That's their command.
Amen.
Amen. They're sitting there. They're angels. They're in the spirit. And any time before we get anything in the manifestation, it happens in the spirit realm first.
Amen. Amen.
It happens in the spirit realm first, but we're not speaking it. We're not activated. We don't even believe it. And we as believers, 2018, we as believers in 2018, we have to start engaging in our word daily. We have to start studying. We have to spend more time in prayer because the enemy is increasing every day. He's increasing every day. And we have to be ready. So we can stand, so we can get these angels weapons, so we can protect ourselves. Because it's a war. It's a war out here. It's an invisible war that we do not see. Amen?
Amen.
Any questions so far?
No. It's
Hello?
A good,
any questions?
It's a good subject. Good topic.
Mm-hmm.
I was just telling someone the other day about resting.
Yeah, so we as believers, you know, we have to grow up. You know, we have to desire the sincere things of God, and we have to grow up, and we have to start eating food instead of that milk that they're talking about. It's time for us to start eating food and chewing it up. And the question is, what keeps us from combining our knowledge with faith? That's the question I had when I got finished reading this. What keeps us from combining that knowledge? You know, because we don't trust the word of God. We second guess it. We doubt it. Those things come in fear or is not, or you feel like it's not working fast enough or it's not working the way you should. Sometimes the things that we're praying about might be out of the will of God. And it might not be God's desire or where he wants us to go. So sometimes we got to thank God for some of the things that he don't give us. Cause that mindset that we had at that time, that might've been what we thought we wanted, but it really wasn't what we needed. Amen? So we just have to learn how to trust God. And we got to learn how to take him at his word. We got to read his word. And we got to learn how to enter into his rest and believe that God has this relationship on his mind, that he is interested in having a relationship with you. And we have to stop trying to create our own idea of what we think this thing should be like, what we think this relationship should be like. We have to look to the scriptures to see what he says, because he gives us a full description. All the answers are right here in the volume of the book. And we have to start obeying, and we consciously have to combine these things together, our knowledge and our faith, and that's when things become powerful. When we speak it, it becomes real. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, and once we begin to start to speak those things, and once we begin to start applying God's word to our lives, and that word starts to penetrate and divide our soul and our spirit, Then we're going to start to enter into his rest, which we're going to find the abundance of peace.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you know that you're resting in God. When you are in a situation and in your and you'll do something and you don't feel no peace about it. And then you'll figure out that you'll figure out that you have more peace with doing this, and where you find your peace at, that's when you know you're in the will of God. Because the scripture mm-hmm. is going to continue to float back in your head, and it's going to remind you. That's mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit talking to you. That's the Holy Spirit bringing you conviction. He's going to talk to you and bring you conviction where you're going too far over here to the left, where you're going too mm-hmm. far over here to the right. And anytime you're stressed and you don't know which way to turn, you don't know what to do, that's when you have driven yourself a little too far.
Mm-hmm.
Because God said we should rest in him. And I don't see stress and rest. I don't see how all that come together. I just don't see that together. Stress, frustrated, don't know what to do. You're mm-hmm. out of his will. You're not resting in God.
Mm-hmm.
And when we learn to rest in God, that's when we will start to develop.
All right, I'm going.
That's when we will start to develop.
Yes,
the wisdom of Solomon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we'll start to develop, the wisdom of Solomon,
mm-hmm.
the peace of Job, and the discernment of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Did you get that? That's
yes.
when we'll start to develop the wisdom of Solomon, the peace of Job, the patience of Job, I'm sorry, the wisdom of Solomon, the patience of Job, and the discernment of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's
mm-hmm.
only in that rest, that's only in that grace.
Mm-hmm.
That Jesus came and gave us so freely, rest and grace. And we got to stop getting caught up in worldly stuff,
mm-hmm.
thinking that we have to possess all these things
mm-hmm.
in order to be looked at as blessed, like trying to impress other people.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's going to add unnecessary stress to your life, and you won't have no peace there. But God
mm-hmm.
said for us to rest. And in his rest, we're resting in peace.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. So with our lives as believers, we must make every effort to appreciate the benefit from which God has already provided for us.
Mm-hmm.
Let us stop taking these promises of God for granted. And we must begin now by living in the promises that God has already given us in his word. God's word will communicate ideas to us.
Amen.
It is living. It's life changing.
Mm-hmm.
And it works just as long as the word works when you work the word.
Mm-hmm.
It works. And the word of God does introspection. What it does, it shows you yourself. It's a mirror. Every time you open that book, you read it, it's a mirror to you, showing
mm-hmm.
you yourself and how you need to get it right. And that's the Holy Spirit becoming alive. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. That's him thinking to you. Because as I said one time before when I was teaching, you have to remember we hear from three people. We hear from three voices. We hear from ourselves. We hear from the enemy. And we hear from the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way we're going to be able to discern which voice is right, we have to stay in his word.
That's right. That's
we
right.
have to hide his word in our hearts. So
That's
we
right.
discern those thoughts. And when those things come into our mind, we have to hide his word in our heart so we can recognize, like, oh, I know what this thought is all about.
Mm-hmm.
It's the enemy trying to make me doubt God. That's the
mm-hmm.
enemy trying to make me think I'm not worthy. That's the enemy trying to make me think that this is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you let that voice continue to talk to you, that voice will talk you right out your blessing.
Mm-hmm.
That voice will have you over here in Florida, and God got your blessing in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And you down here in Florida trying to figure out why things are not working for you. Well, that's not where God told you to be anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you over here chasing a dream
mm-hmm.
and trying to figure it out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
when you're supposed to be in Maryland anyway. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So God's word, the word tells us we are what we are and what we are not. And just like the scripture said, it penetrates us to the core of our very souls and our spiritual lives. It discerns good and it discerns evil. Mm-hmm. And his word demands a decision. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So we have, just like I said before, I'm going to repeat it again. We have to start speaking the word. We have to start allowing God's word to shape our lives. Okay? And we have to start reading that word daily and praying. So then we can learn how to enter into his rest. And in his rest is what?
I just told you
that in his rest you can find what? The peace of God.
Peace.
There is peace in God's word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And another thing that I was studying and I read about, and it's something that I had to deal with myself a couple months ago. I had to learn how to not let bitterness take root in me.
Amen.
I had to remember, you know, to really forgive people, truly forgive them, and pray for people that hurt you and misuse you as if you were praying for your mother, your father, or your children.
Mm.
Don't just say, Lord, bless them. But at the same time, you would spend on your knees praying for your children or praying about a job or praying about other things. The people that hurt you, we're supposed to pray about them just as much.
Amen.
We're supposed to pray about them just as hard. And that's a hard thing to do, but I'm going to tell you something. Practice makes perfect. The more you try and the more you do it, the easier it's going to get for you. Amen? Because I have a lot of people that tell me, I can't pray for them. I can't talk to them. I don't want to speak to them. Make yourself do it. Because you're supposed to be an ambassador for Christ. You're supposed to be representing Christ. Now, what if God didn't speak to us every time we did something? That means that every time we walk out our homes, or every time we're moving around in our homes and we lay down and we go to sleep and God was mad at us, it's a possibility anything could go wrong in that house. Anything could happen.
Amen.
But God don't treat us like that.
Mm-mm.
He does not treat us as our sins deserve. And God tells us in one of the commandments, we have to love our neighbor. We have to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
We got to love. That love thing, love, it casts out fear. Love, it covers a multitude of sins.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be able to give that love, and we have to be able to give those things to other people. Just as God freely give them to us. Amen?
Amen.
But bitterness, don't let bitterness reign in your heart. If you got any kind of grudges or anything against anybody, or somebody has said something to you that you didn't like, forgive them today.
Mm-hmm.
Call them tonight. Tell them you love them. Tell them you're sorry you haven't been speaking to them. Even if they don't accept it.
That's right.
Even if they don't even accept it. You represent Christ for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
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 Mm-hmm. And another scripture that came to mind when I was reading this, and I was thinking about our unbelief and how God's word will deny the science. I was reading in 2 Kings. In 2 Kings chapter 6. I read verses 1-7, and this is the story about the axe head. And I want to say it was Elisha that was there with them, Elisha the prophet.
Mm.
He was there with the people, and the people had borrowed an axe to go and cut down wood for something. I can't remember all the details, but the man had borrowed the axe, and he was cutting down the trees. And as he was cutting down the trees, the axe head fell off and went into the water, went into the river or the pond or lake or whatever it was. But it's in 2 Kings chapter 6, 1-7.
Mm-hmm.
But Elisha went to, he asked him, where was it? Where did it fall? And the man pointed over there to where it landed at in the water. And Elisha broke off a stick and stuck the stick in the water. And do you know that axe head floated to the top? The man was able to recover the axe head. Now, I don't know if any of you are used to seeing an axe head or know how heavy that thing is, but that thing is iron. Mm-hmm. And iron does not float. But when God is ready to do something, it's going to happen. And God is, that let me know that God is all power. And he puts an end to the science for people to try to figure him out. He ignored the laws of gravity right mm-hmm. there, what people on earth will try to do. And they'll try to convince you not to believe in the scriptures and not to believe in the word mm-hmm. because science doesn't say that. But God created science.
Mm-hmm.
Did he not make the birds? Did he not make the fish?
Mm-hmm.
The stars in the sky? He created all of this. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. An axe head. Elijah the prophet stuck the stick in the water and the axe head floated to the top. And the man was able to get his axe head and go back to work. We serve an awesome God.
Mm-hmm.
Who is all powerful, who is all knowing. If we just believe and trust his word.
And that's just what I was going to say. Because he put that. Because he got that stick, and he believed mm-hmm. when he put it in the water that that axe head was going to come to that stick. That took faith.
Woo,
that took
Jesus.
Faith. That took
yes,
faith for him to believe it, to be so. He didn't
and
even
without,
question it, because he
mm-hmm.
knew what God was capable of doing. So all he did
That's
was
why.
Activated his faith and put that stick in the water.
When you take your knowledge that you're learning
mm-hmm.
and you activate it with faith,
mm-hmm.
my God, you are unstoppable.
Mm-hmm.
You are unstoppable.
Amen.
God said just a little bit of faith.
Mm-hmm.
When you take that faith and you activate it with your knowledge, you are unstoppable. And believe me, my brothers and sisters in Christ,
yeah.
we are entering into the rest of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
It's just very important that we as believers learn to rest in God. Learn to rest in God and learn how to take his word
mm-hmm.
at face value.
I don't know what
mm-hmm. Okay. Amen.
Amen. Radio.
Okay, and I also have another scripture I would like for us to look at. It's in Psalms 95. Would somebody like to read that for me?
Psalms 95.
Yeah, Psalms 95, and it's verses 6 to 11.
Verses 6 to 11.
Verses 6 to 11.
Scripture you're talking about.
I feel like I'm in church when they say, wait on me. Hey, wait on me.
Amen. We're going to grow together. We're going to grow together tonight. Amen.
Wait on me.
I just want you to see it for yourself. You know what I mean?
Like what?
Mm-hmm. It's Psalms 95, and it's verses 6 to 11.
I don't know. Who can say their word?
Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel
mm-hmm.
before the Lord, our Maker,
mm-hmm.
for he is our God. And we are
mm-hmm.
the people of his pasture
yeah.
and the
yeah.
sheep of his hand.
They're coming, Daddy.
Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart,
mm-hmm.
and in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works,
Jesus,
and saw my work, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation,
Jesus,
and said, it is a people that do error in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Do you see the emphasis God put on entering into his rest right now?
Yes, yes.
It is so important.
It really is.
It is so important. It is so important that we learn how to enter into his rest. And when God gave the Ten Commandments, do you see how much stuff he wrote when he was talking about and the Sabbath day? It's a He put emphasis on that.
And
learn how to. Go ahead, sister.
No, I was going to say, and God was an example, like you read in Hebrews. God was an example letting us know that even though I created the world, I created man, on that seventh day, I rested from my work. So even us, you know, like there was a time back in the day when no stores would be open on a Sunday. Because
that
was a day not only of rest, but to recognize, to reverence God. Now it's open 24/7. Nobody cares about nothing but making the money, hand over fist. But God says for us to enter into his rest, and that rest goes across the board. So we should be entering into the rest when it comes down to our bills. Rest in him. He said, I'll provide everything according to his riches and glory. When it comes down to our sickness, we should be entering into his rest, because he says, by his stripes, Christ's stripes, we are healed. He doesn't want us to worry about nothing. If we would come and enter into his rest and rest in his bosom, when things come up in our face, we could say, we have the Lord. And he'll take care of this. And you know what? I'm saying that because that's where I'm at in my life. You know what? When I don't have it, I said, Lord, you are responsible for me. And I'm responsible for obeying you. So my obedience is I believe you. And what you say goes. That is the bottom line. It's a done deal. So I'm not fearing what maybe the doctors say. I'm not fearing what the rent is, if the rent's due. I'm not fearing, because you know why? Because God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, and you are mine. So if you are mine, Edna, if you are mine and you know that I'm yours and you're mine, you're abiding in me and I'm abiding in you, anything you ask in my name, it shall be, well then, hey. Why should I worry? I might as well enter into his rest and chill.
That's exactly right. Amen.
And chill.
Amen.
And that's just where I'm at this point in my life. I'm chilling. I'm believing it. And if it don't get done, God didn't intend for it to get done. My way.
Jesus.
His way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he is the author and finish of my faith.
Yes, he is.
And those desires of my heart, there is no, like my pastor said on Sunday, last Sunday, she said, like the desires that we all have, we all got a list. Talking about the desires of our heart. Our heart, Holly, doesn't know what we need or what we desire or what we want. So let your desire be God's desire and throw your own list out. Because when he puts his desire in you, it will be, look. And this is my thing. Father knows best. He knows best. He knows what's best for us. So why not chill? So we can go on with the purpose that he's called us to do. Whatever it is he's called us to do.
Amen.
And you're exactly right on. I'm so glad you said that, because in Sunday school, what we were talking about, we were in Luke. And what we were talking about, that God sent the disciples to ask for the coat. and God was telling them to tell the people that he sent them and that he needed the coat. Even the donkey had a purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
Donkey had a purpose.
Yes, he did.
Yes, and God used the donkey to serve him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and even if the donkey got purpose,
mm-hmm.
we humans, we're speaking beings. He
mm-hmm.
has purpose for us.
Mm-hmm.
Even more so.
And our purpose is to serve him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Even,
and we have to just go.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No,
yes.
You first.
We have to. Yes, and we have to go willingly and obey
mm-hmm.
when God gives us something to do.
Yeah.
Don't question
yeah.
it. Don't second guess it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just remember that, you know,
mm-hmm.
go ahead and say what you had to say, Sue.
No, I'm listening to you. But you know what? Okay. If we would get out of our own way, God created us in his image. And because
mm-hmm.
he created us in his image, that means everything he's done, we're to do. Just like you said before, Minister, you said that we need to speak it.
Mm-hmm.
God spoke
mm-hmm.
it, so we should speak it too.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're made in his mm-hmm. image, this flesh house is the flesh house, but we're made
mm-hmm.
in the spirit of the living God. And he says,
thank
and
you.
Let there be. And we should
mm-hmm.
be talking to our finances. We got the
mm-hmm.
power.
Jesus.
We got
ooh,
the power.
He
gave us
thank
the power.
You.
He didn't give it to the donkey. He didn't give it to the birds. He didn't give it to anything in this earth that he created. He gave it to us, man. Because you know why? Because when we take off this flesh, we'll see that the real you, the real me, will come forth.
That's right.
And even now, God wants the real me and the real you to come forth.
Amen.
And like you said, this
amen.
Is 2018. It's a new day in this new beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. On the radio. In this new beginning, 2018, it's a different time. We're going to bust
mm-hmm.
it up.
Yes.
We shouldn't be allowing the world to change us. We should be changing the
mm-hmm.
world. And you know what? That's
yes,
just
right.
what we're going to do.
Mm-hmm. And God said that if we will not do what we're supposed to do, if we will not speak, the rocks will cry out.
Mm-hmm. Well, ain't no rock
mm-hmm.
gonna cry for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
gonna
do my
mm-hmm.
own crying. Help, Lord, help.
mm-hmm. And God told the people, you know, you have to worship when God
mm-hmm.
has done something for you. Worship, and that's what the enemy's job is. The enemy's job is to blind us so we cannot see the vision of God. The enemy's job is to blind us
mm-hmm.
so we cannot see the vision of God. And you know how he blinds us?
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to keep up with what everybody else is doing.
Mm.
We want to have this new. We want to have that new. We want to have
mm.
this. We want to have that. And then we're blinded because we're working so many hours
mm-hmm.
that we're tired and we don't even have time to read. We don't even make time to worship. We don't even have time to church. We won't even pay our tithe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because we feel like we need that money to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
We won't even give God our tithe
mm-hmm.
and offering because we feel like we need to do something else. But he blessed you to get what you got.
Mm-hmm.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Everything belongs to him.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just a steward over the job you got. You're just a steward over them
mm-hmm.
kids. They're not even yours.
And it's not like God don't want us to have the very best, because he has
right.
the very best. His streets are made with gold. He has the very
mm-hmm.
best. He wants us to have the very best. He wants us
mm-hmm.
to have the finances and the money and all this. But when we have the love of it, he said
mm-hmm.
money answers
mm-hmm.
everything in his word. But when you have
mm-hmm.
the love of money, that's when there's a problem. Now you're
yes.
loving it more than you love the giver of that. Because,
That's right. Because
you know, it says in the word that promotion isn't given to the left or the right or the south or whatever. It comes from God. Anything we get comes from God. And we need to come back and tell him thank you. Be grateful. But he wants
mm-hmm.
us to have these things. But when those things are more than And when we bless those things more than we're blessing the creator of all things, there's a problem. We need to have balance.
Amen.
And if we stay in his presence, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Always warranted.
Amen. Now,
this was good.
We must make a declaration.
Mm-hmm.
We must trust God.
Amen.
Because God is sovereign.
Mm-hmm.
He's supreme. He's all powerful. He's all knowing. Despite the news and personal stress that we have to believe that God is sovereign, and we can rest in him. We have to learn how to rest in him. How do I rest in him when I got all this debt over my head? How do I rest in him when I have this going on? How do I rest in him when my children are acting up? How do I rest in him when one of my children are in the hospital? You're going to rest in him because you're going to find your scripture and you're going to stand on it.
Amen.
Despite what
That's
the doctors
good.
Say, despite what the reports say, despite what they're telling you here, what's going on in the world, you're going to find you a scripture. And you don't have to just find one. You can find as many as you want to. And you're going to rotate those scriptures in your mind. And every time the enemy keeps bringing that thought back to you, you're going to say, thank you, God, because you said by your stripes, we are already healed.
Amen.
Thank you, God, because you said in your word that I'm the head and not the tail. Thank you, God, because you said I can cast all my cares on you. Thank you, God, because you said you have given angels charge over me that I shall not dash my foot on the stone. That's what you said, God. And you're speaking that word out. You're believing that God's word said it. So you have a combination of belief, which is your faith, plus knowledge. What kind of power do you have?
Amen.
That is what's going to help us live a courageous life in 2018. Faith and that knowledge.
Amen.
And speaking it out of our mouth and believing it. If he make that axe head float to the top, it's nothing God can't do.
Yes, amen.
It's nothing God can't do. And we as believers in 2018, we have to demonstrate. We have to demonstrate our natural abilities by speaking, by staying disciplined, being honest with God when we pray. Because we can't hide nothing from him. He knows what's in our heart. He knows what we think. He knows. You can't hide nothing with him. Be honest and be sincere. If that's the way you're feeling, then say, God, this is how I feel, but it's not matching up with your word. Lord, I need your Holy Spirit to help me. Show me in the word where I can learn to do better, God, and I can apply that to my life. Be honest with God. If you got a drinking problem, you got a drug problem, you got a gambling problem, if you're cheating on your wife, if you're beating your wife or beating your husband, whatever you're doing that's not lining up with God's word, confess your sins to him. Be real with him and say, Lord, I am sick mentally.
Amen.
And I need you to heal my mind. You said we are already healed, but for some reason, I just can't accept that. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me to accept it. Help me to live by it so I can be doing what you call me to do. And I will not get lost in this world. We only got a couple more minutes. But I just want to tell you people, learn how to rest in God. Because when you learn how to rest in God, you have peace. The peace that surpasses all human understanding is peace in him.
Amen.
And I encourage you to go back and read over Hebrew chapter 4. If you have a study Bible, read your footnotes so you can grab a hold of faith.
Amen.
And you can grab a hold of knowledge. And you can learn how to enter into that peace with him.
Amen.
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 I'm gonna say one more thing I shared with you tonight, and I hope that you caught it. Ask God for the wisdom of Solomon, the patience of Job, and the discernment of the Holy Spirit, discernment that Jesus Christ had. And that the Holy Spirit that lives in you will lead you to all truth.
Amen.
Amen. I'm finished, Elder Clay. I'm finished.
Amen. That was definitely a food for us to continue our journey on. Definitely a word, resting in God. And I think that's what happens with most of us. We get caught up in the busyness of the world, and
mm-hmm.
we don't take time to rest in God. So a couple of things that I, you know, just wanted to pull out is you talked about in terms of the wisdom of Solomon, the patience of Job, amen, and
amen.
Being able to discernment of Jesus Christ. And I just could truly say that when you have those three and we practice on those three, that we'll be heading in the right direction. We each and every one of us has a purpose. There's a purpose that God has in our life. And in order to know what our purpose is, we have to be able to take time in the Lord. God wants to be our friend. And in order to be a friend, you got to spend time with a friend and talk to him. You got to spend time and share your personal thoughts and being able to hear what your friend has to say, and that's the word of God. The Bible
mm-hmm.
even says in Romans, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God in Romans.
Mm-hmm.
It depends
mm-hmm.
on where our faith lies. God wants us to have the faith, the faith of a mustard seed, to be able to stand on when those trials and when tribulations and whatever we're going through, the finances, whatever we're going through, God wants us to have the faith. And then we fall back on what Minister Ricks has said in terms of being able to have peace.
Amen.
In order to have peace, we can stand still. We have to be still. God even gives a word for that. He says, be still and know that I am God, and
Amen.
I will be exalted.
Amen.
In Psalms. So God gives us a word. He lets us know whatever we are going through, it's in the word of God. And so Mr.
Yes,
Richard, you're absolutely right. When we can fall into that realm of peace, you know, we don't have to worry about anything. God
Amen.
Is protecting us, as you stated.
Mm-hmm.
He's resting. We rest from all our enemies. We can rest. I heard
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm just going to chill. No matter what's going on, I'm just going to chill.
Mm-hmm.
Because I already know that it's going to work out. So that's the faith where God wants us. And all I can say is, you know, that it was definitely a word. I mean, thank you for sharing with us and reminding us, you know, that sometimes we can become too busy.
Yes.
Not only physically, but mentally.
Yeah.
Literally, our minds are racing on everything
mm-hmm.
but the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The word of God.
So
I do thank you. I do thank you. I thank you. I pray that God will continue to anoint your mind and
yeah.
your spirit to be able to speak into the lives of others with the authority that he has given you, as you spoke
Amen.
Earlier.
Amen.
We pray that
Amen.
God will just increase your territory, not only just in your church, but outside of those four
yes.
walls. So we
Amen.
Do, we
oh,
do
Jesus.
Thank you. We do thank you. Thank you. We do
Amen.
Thank
you.
We
oh,
claim
thank
victory.
You, Jesus.
We declare and we decree by just
yes.
the name of Jesus on your life.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Must,
Amen.
We'd like to close us out in prayer. We'd like to invite you back next week. Bishop Palmer from out of Maryland will be on, so we do invite you.
Mm-hmm.
He has a word for you as well. So we do invite
yeah.
you back next Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Next Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. God be the glory. Yes. God be
yeah.
the glory. Yes. Father God, we just come to you, God, just to thank you for such an awesome Bible study. We thank you for your Holy Spirit just meeting us right here, Lord God. We thank you for your hedge of protection over the airways, Lord God, that your word would
yes.
go forth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and that we hide it in our hearts
mm-hmm.
and that we meditate on your word, God. Give us strength. Anything that we're struggling with that's hindering us from worshiping you, from following you, and entering into your rest, God. We bind it right now with the blood of Jesus,
yes,
and we ask you to destroy it at the root, that it will not reproduce anymore, Lord God.
Yeah.
Lord God, we ask you to help us through your Holy Spirit to speak those things as though they were, Lord God, that we will start to live a passionate life for you, Lord, that we will start to witness to other people, that we will start to forgive and love beyond, just as you have loved us, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you for hearing this prayer tonight. We thank you for blessing this New Beginnings ministry, that your word will continue to go forth, Lord God, to impact and empower our lives, God. And Lord God, we just thank you for just surrounding us with your agape love, Father.
Yeah.
And Lord, we just ask these things in your son Jesus' name, and we claim victory, because you said victory is, you already got it. You already got it. So Lord, we claim victory over these things that try to distract us, try to tear us down, and try to oppress us, God. And we just thank you. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for hearing this prayer and answering it right now, God. Right now.
Yes.
Help us enter into your rest. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank
you,
Lord Jesus.
As you heard
you
those
that
demonic.
Thank you. And clean you up. Somebody.
As you heard, that demonic spirit came on, but God's word does not come back void. Body of Christ, we got to understand that we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And as again, for those of you that was on, sure that you heard that demonic spirit that came on to try to tear down what was going to happen tonight, but God did not allow that to happen. So we do thank you. May God bless you. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Until next week.
Amen.
Can begin again.